I wonder if you have ever climbed a mountain and then when you've got to the top, you've looked around and you're astounded, you're amazed by what you see. Well, when we turn to the New Testament, we find that the early disciples, they too were astounded and amazed at the resurrection of Christ Jesus. Just to give one example, we find that Peter, when he addresses the crowd in Acts chapter 2, he speaks to them very directly. And he says that you, with the help of wicked men, put to death Jesus. And then he speaks a bit further on and he says to them, God raised this Jesus to life. We are witnesses of it. Now, it's very interesting when we think about this. It's almost impossible to imagine Peter saying, God raised this Jesus to life. We are witnesses of it. No. He would have said, God raised this Jesus to life. And with great excitement, with great wonder, he would have said, we are witnesses to it. And this wonder, this amazement goes right through the New Testament, from the end of the Gospels, through the book of Acts, through the letters, and even when we come to the book of Revelation. And as we think about this wonder and amazement at the resurrection of Christ Jesus, maybe a better way to understand it is what happens when we don't have this sense of wonder and amazement. I'm sure I'm not the only one who's gone to a church for the first time. And then I've walked in, been given a hymn book. But then there's no sort of great joy or response of me being there. Oh, you turned up, have you? You sit down and listen to the service, but it seems somewhat dreary. The minister speaks, but there's no excitement, there's no joy, there's no great sense of wonder. And you think, does this minister ever get excited about anything? Well, what can we do when we're lacking this sense of wonder concerning the resurrection of Christ Jesus? Well, let's think a little bit more about this. We can, of course, go back and look in the past. We can remind ourselves, as we have done at Easter, of the resurrection of Christ Jesus and how he appeared to all the disciples. We can think about that. And of course, many other people beside he appeared before. We can also look to the future. And let's not forget that when Christ was resurrected, it set in motion a whole chain of events, which results ultimately in our resurrection, but not just our resurrection, but the renewal of earth and heaven. In fact, the renewal of the whole cosmos. And when we reflect and think about this, this is amazing, this is wonderful, that this great event in the past has such consequences. But what I'd like very briefly to do is think about us now, you and me as believers. How does the resurrection of Christ Jesus affect us now? If we think about the great power of God, just think how much power it was. It must have taken to raise Christ from the dead. The energy, all that was involved. And not only from the dead, but ultimately he ascended to heaven. And the energy involved in that. Well, it's very interesting when we come to Paul. He explains that this great power, this incomparable great power is at work in us who believe. You say, well, I don't feel any great power working in me. I don't feel powerful. No, that's not how this power works. When we look at the Apostle Paul, he not only appeared weak at times, but indeed he felt weak. Now, this power shows itself in a transformation, in a change. We become more Christ-like. We become more like the people we're supposed to be. It's interesting as we think a bit more about this resurrection. Because this resurrection also has, of Christ Jesus, has an effect upon us. Because when we become believers, we also understand that we were dead in our sins, made alive in Christ, and also raised spiritually. Yes, the physical resurrection is going to happen in the future, but there's also a sense in which we experience a spiritual resurrection, in which our whole outlook upon the world is totally changed. Instead of looking at things in an earthly way, we look at things in a heavenly way. Instead of offering ourselves to our own desires, our wrong desires, we offer ourselves to God. Instead of being vindictive, we're forgiving. And we want to be forgiving. Instead of being forceful, we wish to be kind and compassionate. And rather than have hate, we wish to be loving and to seek unity wherever possible. So when we stop and think about it, we realize that the Christian's attitude, outlook, is totally different from those around. And this is amazing. This in itself is something which should cause us wonder, that there is such a transformation taken place. And of course it affects us in our school, in our home, in the kitchen, in the old people's home where we may work, or in the office or the hospital. Wherever we are, the consequences of this resurrection of Christ, as it were, run through in our own lives, so that our attitude and outlook is different from those around. Coming back to our original question of how can we have this wonder and amazement of the resurrection of Christ Jesus? Well, let's just remind ourselves. We look back at what happened in the past with Christ's resurrection and his appearance to the disciples. We look forward to the future, all those great events. But we also look with great amazement of the transformation, of the power which comes, this power which comes ultimately through the work of the Spirit, and this transformation in outlook and attitude to God and to others around. So this week, when you go about your activities at home, at work, wherever you may be, do you go about with a sense of wonder and astonishment at the resurrection of Christ Jesus?